So, it's already 6th June 2024, and here in Gurgaon, right now is 31 degrees. Highest will be 42 centigrade, 28 lowest, but in Fahrenheit, where's the far? Okay, here's the Fahrenheit. The current temperature is 88. The highest will be 107. Low is 82. So that kind of, and sunny. We are having many sunny days here. Beatrice is continuing to be at Rajpur in Dehradun since it's 6th. So they are on the third leaders meeting, third 2-day leaders meeting. They're doing very well, everyone. All the participants travel with Beatrice, doing very well. On the 8th or 9th, that I forgot which date, they are going to drive up to New Terry, and they will be at the Gaurav Palace, which is the ice palace during winter, but presently it's wonderful weather out there, and that
Donnie has to laugh too, saying it.
and Lorianne and Tom had a very cold shower, and hot water was limited from the tank, so I know the detail of that sharing, but I will not go into that. But presently it's wonderful
Thank
weather.
you.
Yeah. And that oversees from the top floor and balcony, Terry Lake. And also the mountains, snow-capped mountains will be in front of you. A little distant, but you will see that beautiful Himalayan mountain range in front. So they're at a beautiful location right now. I mean, will be. Today, they're at about 3,000 feet level at Rajpur, at the Christian Retreat and Study Center. Already two groups is already done. Moving to the third group from today, I think. And Nozomi is in Florida, FA, and Mary, right? FA, your wife's name is Mary?
Yes, she's here
Yes.
with me.
Okay, so that's nice. And Preet, Johnny, Zane, Jaden. So, great time. Today, I will be receiving 7 leaders. Stephen also come. Stephen lives in Delhi. And 6 others are coming from Muzaffarpur, India. Muzaffarpur. And let's see. I just checked Muzaffarpur to go distance. So about 1,114 kilometers. By driving, it takes 16 hours 47 minutes. And by train, 20 hours 31 minutes. So it takes more to travel by train. So these wonderful leaders are here in Delhi. I think they have leaders meeting with Stephen. Stephen may be holding a leaders meeting, and perhaps it may be over. I have to ask whether they came just for to meet me or already participated in leaders meeting here, and they wanted to see me today. So wonderful works of God is being manifested, evidenced through many from and through these wonderful leaders. And Manoj is the overseer in that area who began, I think, in 2008, 9, around that time. Or could be later than that. First, it went to Rahul and his family in 2008. Muzaffarpur came slightly later. So 2008, between 8 and 10, Manoj came, and he was a laborer. God sent Ekbalo the labor. It's God's job to Ekbalo send the labor. Our job is to depend upon God and expect from God the labor. That's our job. It's not that we find and put effort to locate the labors. So when we have this thing straight, who Ekbalos the labor and who is to do? Like our side, God is very specifically saying, you beseech the Lord of the harvest to Ekbalo the laborers. And in the same sentence, Jesus said, harvest is plenteous. Thus he gave a picture that it's plenteous, not little, little harvest, few harvests. Jesus has given a big picture. Didn't put it in such a way, in the negative way, it's very few and it is very difficult to find harvest-ready fields for you. But he put it in a very clear picture. And in the context, in Matthew chapter 9, towards the end, there were many who Jesus saw, like sheep scattered without shepherds, many of them. And he spoke this, harvest is plenteous. There are so many who are ready to believe. But at that moment, when Jesus spoke, there were no shepherds and they're scattered abroad, don't know what to do, where to go, from where to get deliverance, where to get the truth. And then he uttered these words, harvest is plentiful. So they also had a visual thing. They saw many people. And laborers are few compared to that number of ready people. So with millions, then 1,000 laborers are few. It's not that there are just few laborers and kind of difficult to get the laborers. It's not the picture, but compared to the vastness, great number of harvest ready people, compared to that number, the laborers are fewer. But since the number is huge, billions, then millions of laborers are few. And we are to beseech the Lord of the harvest to Ekbalo the laborers. So in the past, as we walked, Manoj also walked, we also walked, Stephen walked with God, the laborers truly God sent. God bumped to us, so to speak. We were oblivious. In a sense, we didn't know from where that top quality laborers would come. We didn't know, but we looked to God and we expected that God would send the laborers. And at the same time, we were expecting my harvest-ready fields. We always encouraged the leaders. Years ago, fewer leaders, fewer places harvest ready places. Way back when Tom visited first time with Taylor, 2004, we had a few harvest ready fields. And at that time, still number was few, not like multitudes. And these three locations, Delhi and where Gulab Singh was in Jogiana in Dehradun district, where Beatrice is now and the leaders are, about 6 hours drive from north of where I am in Gurgaon, that location. And the third location was Kanpur. Kanpur, about 7 hours train journey, travel from Delhi station to Kanpur station with the express train. Fred was on that, and Tom, and many have traveled to Kanpur. These days I haven't been, but thanks to God, the work in Kanpur area and the surrounding area in the Uttar Pradesh state, Kanpur is a major city in Uttar Pradesh state, south east direction of Delhi, and also from Gurgaon. So there were only three harvest ready fields, and still the laborers were less. In 2004, it was very less. With Gulab Singh in Dehradun area, and with Bhupender in Kanpur, and Delhi, there were several. From Delhi, where I lived, God initially began to send the laborers. One, and then two, and three. And it was absolutely nothing to do in a sense of me trying to make it happen, try to find them, putting effort. But my desire, my heart was open to God, and I did those things that God put in my heart. And I knew God would send me the leaders. Those days I would say leaders. And it was so. And it is God's grand plan, all men to be saved. God wants all mankind to be saved, delivered, set free, have happy life, blessed life. I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, and even as thy soul to prosper. So it is God's desire and God's plan, and it's a great benefit, beneficial things for all of us, for me, and made the right choice. I made the right choice to put that goal, the vision, at the top. That I was able to make the decision that I want to do this, and to walk in that direction, whether to do secular job or not secular job. But that's the first thing. And I worked also for 11 years. But then God got me not to do secular job. He took me out and he took care of the finance, because finance is a big thing. We need to have money to buy, purchase, stay, payment, so many things. But seek ye first, God first, and the kingdom rule, God's kingdom rule, honoring God, sowing seed. I practiced, and one day I was able to kind of weaned out that I didn't have to do the secular job. And it doesn't mean that to stop the secular job is the way. God has so many ways for so many people to live for God and move with God and to carry out the ministry of reconciliation through so many ways. One could be a politician and carry out the ministry of reconciliation, professional, scientist, whatever. So the main thing is do what God puts in your heart. God is working. Since God is working, energizing in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, and we are willing to walk on it, walk in it, then each one of us would be at the right, perfect place. And God has ordered our steps. So we are at the perfect place, at the perfect time. And we are in God's grand, mighty, magnificent plan. We are part of that. And through us, God will make known through the church, through us, his manifold, innumerable, uncountable wisdom. And wisdom executed by us is power in manifestation, impact, phenomena, deliverance, prosperity. Joseph, with God's wisdom, he was the just like Pharaoh, without the throne, given that work, because Pharaoh was a wise guy also, that he recognized, oh, this guy has on whom the Spirit of God is upon. He is the right person for the job. And with wisdom of God, Joseph executed to rule the nation. And eventually God brought incredible wealth to Egypt. So we are better than Joseph in a sense of we are sons and daughters of God, and we have that Spirit of God, the top quality. This kind of Spirit of God was not available before the day of Pentecost, before, since the beginning. Promise of the Father. So we are so blessed, and through our Lord Jesus Christ, he has completely completed whatever was necessary for the reconciliation, connecting mankind back to God, each individual personally back to God, and that God be our Father. God be our Father, the creator of the heavens and earth, almighty, so powerful. And God was able to, through the work of his Son, about 2,000 years ago, he was able to accomplish the reconciliation. Legally, everything. Now we are reconciled, and God is giving us wisdom to enjoy the reconciliation, enjoy the position that where we are. We are not ordinary individuals now. We are extraordinary individuals who are by the right hand of God, at the right hand of God, to dominate our words. The Father gives us words. Father gives us perspective. The Father gives us the perfect words, heavenly thoughts, heavenly, the best thing, so that we don't have to be defeated, discouraged. Enemy doesn't have power unless we give in, we listen. We started to agree with the enemy's perspectives, whatever it is, in the physical sense, health sense, or financial sense, or relationships sense, or whatever. We don't have to agree. We don't have to accept, eat the enemy's words. We are not giving him the lordship. He is not our master. We were delivered from the slavery. Then we have to live by every word that enemy gave. But now we have the ability. God gave us the ability. The Spirit of God in us, connection. We have access, we have boldness to the Father through the Spirit. And He wants to give us His wisdom, His knowledge, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. He enlightens you, gives you faith, confidence, builds you up so that when we will speak with that enlightenment, the power. We are speaking from the right hand of God, and we are speaking, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that kind of confidence we speak, and it becomes. And through the church, God will evidence, display the manifold, uncountable wisdom of God, the power, impacting wisdom, world-changing things. He changes the world through us and displays this in front of the God of this world and the principalities and power, which is now under our feet. He will demonstrate. Father's intention is to show these scammers, one who usurped the authority and the seat to rule the world, the authority which was given to Adam and Eve, to show this guy that you are nothing. You are far below, and through his sons and daughters, God's gonna impact the whole world and to bring all men to be saved, made whole, and come to this knowledge, and to practice, walk in this knowledge. And God will do this for us. We let God do. And kingdom of God rule. God has shown us kingdom of God rule. We put that thing first. And He will walk us in that great walk. Not by our own ability, works, discipline, but Him inspiring us. We want to do. We want to speak in tongues. Why? He shows us the benefits, great benefits of speaking in tongues. We are very happy and desirous to honor God, to sow seed, the seed that finance, money that God blesses us, the seed for sowing. When we do, He's showing us this is how you are entering into the heaven's economy. Economy of heaven. Flowing with milk and honey. Take no thought. How you're going to live. How you're going to do this or that. So God is giving us fantastic wisdom and the way that things we practice, do, will continue to keep us on the heavenly dominator's position. And He will add to us such as should be saved. He arranged our days, all our days. We want to do the Father's business. We want whatever good works you have planned for me, I want to do. Give it to me. I'm willing to execute. And then it will keep coming. He's happy. Oh, my son is willing. My daughter is willing. And he will advance us. And each one, even little bit of the good works, scale-wise, we execute the phenomenal thing God impact he's making, ripple effect to the world, onto the utmost parts of the universe, creation. So we desire to walk with God, walk with the Father, who really desires above all things that we are happy. Above all things, you are to prosper, to manifest the prosperity. Already made us rich, but we want to evidence. God said, now you evidence it. You have it, use it. You got the money, then use it. Keep it in your bank and never used it. Never kept any money. Then, like, could live the life of a poor person. But now you evidence, use it. Use this ability, use this blessings that he has blessed us with. So today, Manoj, Stephen, so total about 7 of them, the Muzaffarpur leader. Muzaffarpur is near to Nepal border. They are coming to my home. And Sanjay is with me. Sanjay, faithful laborer, leader also, and he works for me heartily as unto God. And presently, Sanjay is building his house. He has sons, 3 sons, and he stays with us during the week. His home is 2.5 hours away, so he's not coming from his home every day. But tonight, today's Thursday here, so this evening he will go home. So these days, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and he would assist in the building of his house. The old house was just kind of demolished, and then currently now he's building a new house. And he acquired that knowledge while I was doing the extension work. We extended, built, added at the back side of our home. First floor, second floor, third floor. And also, so that made our house much bigger, bathroom much bigger, and a rooftop room for Sanjay. So God's doing all these things, the things of life. God inspired us, inspired me, inspired Beatrice to modify or expand our kitchen. We had that idea, but God got us to the point that we execute. And executed, began to execute one, then the other, and so forth. And now, as far as building this extension, beautification of the house is at rest. And Sanjay oversaw that, and he acquired the knowledge how to build a home. And now, with that knowledge and with knowledge and wisdom of God, he is building his house. So Sanjay is going to be here today to help, because these guys come, we serve them tea, snack, and lunch. So me alone is challenging. Beatrice is out. But God takes care. And we are able to smoothly do the Father's business. Happily do the Father's business. Priya will join this fellowship with the leaders. And Priya also got a wonderful maid who looks after the baby also. When Priya have to be here and there or at home, she lives Priya's home and has another maid who does the cleaning and so forth. And both live in one of the rooms. This Priya's home has her own house as well as the person who works their room, which is outside of the main house. You have to go outside and then right next to it, separate entry to then there is a worker's staff quarter. So two ladies are working for Priya, and Priya is able to come to and sit with us. And just the perfect time. Priya's baby is now going to be 7 months. So she will join us when the baby is going to sleep. She knows now in a schedule so that this time to this time baby sleeps, this time baby wakes up and to be fed. So all figure out and she'll join us. So everything is great. See, our confession, very important. What we say, we don't say according to the circumstances. The storm comes, then we don't say, oh, storm, oh, what's going on? We don't speak the words that the enemy wants us to speak, confess, to think. We don't think that. We speak good words. And God gives us the good perspective, good words, what to say, how to see it. Even with each other, God says, henceforth, we are not going to know anyone according to the flesh. So not according to the flesh means according to the spirit, spiritually, according to how God sees us, sees others. So that's what we see, that's what we say to each other. And God helps us in that situation. Difficult to see someone according to the spiritual way, how God sees that person. Because something happened between that person, not cool thing. Then mind is saying, no, he's not good, this and that. But once we decide to execute God's way, then God will give you the right perspective. Jesus was on the cross. People are abusing, making fun of him. He didn't see these things according to the flesh. But God gave him the how to see, how to understand these guys' behaviors. So he understood, enlightened. So instead of he got so mad and abused them, he prayed to God and said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Compassion. He was able to come to that kind of level. So we are able to do the works that Jesus did, we can do also. And he lived by every word that was proceeding out of the mouth of God. We are ready at every time. We don't have to worry what to say, how to speak, how to communicate, or not to do anything, whatever. We are ready and we are at rest. We have trust that God made us completely complete, completely, completely, completely complete, absolute complete. So we are ready. Spirit of Jehovah God, this Supreme Spirit, not upon us, now in us. He has anointed us with this Spirit to preach. We have the ability to preach the gospel of God, the good news for everyone. Not the same thing. God will give us that perfect words, prophecy. Prophecy edifies, builds up, not bring them down, discourage, but encourages, edification. We are able to do at all times. We are able to have hope. Hope for today, good things, expectation, solution. We are connected to God of hope, who is rich in hope, hope of His calling. So we can live that way. Enjoy today. Today, He has, Jehovah has, our Father has really made this day for us. Truly, not to be sad, not to be discouraged, but to rejoice. He has so planned, so ordered that we stay with Him, we turn our hearts to God, then we are able to see, oh, fantastic, that we rejoice and be happy in it. Enjoy, 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 and happy in it, and everything is taken care of. Financially, everything, every aspect of our life. So we confess wholeness, not unwholeness. And we are very thankful to God that He has given us this time for us to fellowship, like distant. God enabled us, technology. He made such a thing in the physical world that waves and all these things, and that now we are able to communicate even visually. So, okay, I think that's what I want to share today. So, thank you.